This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. New Mexico governor petitions EPA to list PFAS chemicals as hazardous waste. What power does a governor have to address toxic chemicals found in her state? In this case, PFAS chemicals detected at Department of Defense and Department of Energy sites in New Mexico. State governors have special statutory authority to petition the administrator of the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, to identify or list a material as a hazardous waste. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham did just that this week when she petitioned EPA Administrator Michael S. Regan to list per- and polyfluorinated substances, or PFAS, as a class of toxic chemicals. Her petition, filed under the federal hazardous waste law, declared, quote, PFAS chemicals present an imminent and substantial endangerment to human health and the environment, end quote. Importantly, under the law, EPA is required to respond to the petition within 90 days or on or before September 21st. Governor Lujan Grisham referenced two highly technical petitions from the Environmental Law Clinic at the University of California, Berkeley, and the Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility that were also filed with the EPA administrator. Here in New Mexico, Lake Holloman, about a mile from Holloman Air Force Base near Alamogordo, is contaminated with two individual PFAS called PFOA and PFOS. EPA's health advisory sets an exposure limit of 70 parts per trillion. To comprehend the toxicity of PFAS chemicals, one part per trillion is equivalent to 1 second in 32,000 years. Astronomical levels of PFOA were detected in Lake Holloman, as high as 5,900,000 parts per trillion, which is more than 84,000 times the EPA's health advisory. PFOS were detected at 1,600,000 parts per trillion, more than 22,000 times the EPA's exposure limit. The governor's petition is an important step to protect and clean up New Mexico's waters. In related news, the virtual public hearing before the New Mexico Water Quality Control Commission to review New Mexico's surface water quality standards begins on Tuesday, July 13th. The Clean Water Act requires states to review their surface water standards every 3 years. Thus, the administrative process is called the Triennial Review. Monitoring for PFAS is part of the review. Significantly, Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, has petitioned the Water Quality Control Commission to limit the definition of quote-unquote toxic pollutants. If approved, LANL would be allowed to evade all monitoring of PFAS chemicals and would eliminate New Mexico's authority to protect surface waters. The governor's Environment Department opposes the LANL petition. To learn more about the Triennial Review and how you can help protect New Mexico's waters, please visit the Communities for Clean Water at ccwnewmexico.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.